Well, the Yankees bring in Mariano Rivera to close this down, and you know their record. When leading after eight innings, I think it's 128. And, oh, John might know better than I do. But we'll look it up for you. They haven't lost in 97, I think, when leading after eight innings. So they are leading after eight innings here, and Rivera is going for his 23rd save.
You know, Mike, I don't know what... The last stat I think I had was absurd. I think it was 144-1. Is that what you had?
Yeah, I think it was like 123-0, though. And I can't find my Yankee stats. I think they were thrown away. Here they are. There it is. 124 consecutive games which they've led after eight innings. That's the longest active streak in the majors.
124, my goodness. Here's Brian McCray, and McCray hits home runs left-handed. A switch hitter batting left. Bottom of the ninth, 8-7 Yankees. Rivera is ready, and he deals. Strike. You know, all managers talk about pitches. Well, I want so-and-so to throw strike one. Most important pitch, strike one. Rivera, this guy throws strike one. And it'll be an 0-1 to McCray. And he takes inside. That's a slider. McCray came in the game in a double switch in the sixth. He's 0-1. And that pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And the count 1-2. Rivera doesn't throw the ball away too much. The summer relief pitches don't want to be pulled. And they go away, away, away. But Rivera usually, especially against lefties, comes inside with his live fastball and ties them up. It'll be a 1-2. Pitch is looped up the middle. Knobloch fields, throws, got him by half a step, one away. And a great play by Knobloch. That's the typical hit off Rivera. A loop, a bloop, a handle hit. And that was past the mound. Rivera couldn't catch it. And Knobloch made a great play. So don't think Knobloch can't play second base.
That was an outstanding play. He charged, I'd say, halfway between the mound and the infield skin. And he caught the ball and then had a fire across his body. And he knew he had a fire across his body hard. He couldn't loop the ball because McCray is quick down the line, and they just got McCray for the first out of the inning.
On the run, and I mean, if they beat him, they beat him by the old half step. Oh, one away. Here's Ricky Henderson. Remember, if Rivera gets a side in order, he doesn't face Olerud. Pitch. Strike. Now, if one guy gets on, Olerud, and if two guys get on, Piazza. The Yankees say thank you, but no thank you. Ricky has had a great day. 3-for-3 and a walk. Pitch. High. And the fact that he's blooped two balls in, they all count. Line drives or bloops, they all count the same. Single to left, walk. Single to center, and double to right. The single in the first, the double in the seventh were bloops. It'll be a 1-1 to Henderson. The pitch is low. And the count's 2-1. One out, no one on. Bottom of the ninth, the Yankees with an 8-7 lead in a terrific baseball game. The kind of game that could be replayed in people's minds or in the newspapers or for years. It'll be a 2-1. High, 3-1. With the three hits, Henderson is up to 308. Rivera will deal 3-1. High, ball four. So Henderson has a perfect day. Can't be a better leadoff man than that. Three hits and two walks.
And as John said, that moves you into the danger zone unless you get Alfonso to bang into a double play. And usually hitters don't hit the ball hard enough to get into double plays against Rivera. Well, then you've got to face Olerud and make another mistake. You have to face Piazza.
You know, Mike, when you think of it, you don't have to get two guys on. Just get one guy in, which they have. Then Olerud can get on, and then Piazza. Here's Alfonso. Rivera holds the set and deals. Slider strike on the outside, the count 0-1. He either threw a slider or a cutter. That ball moved perceptibly.
Didn't Alfonso end one of the games at Yankee Stadium by hitting the ball very deep to right field off Rivera?
Yes. Yes, he did. And it may have been the first game. It'll be an 0-1. Rivera holds the set and deals, and Henderson was going, but time was called. Time was called by Alfonso.
And that's an important steal of second base. You know why? Because he's in scoring position with a single. Right now you have to get an extra base hit to score him. And Posada is walking out to Rivera and say, hey, pay attention to this guy. It's an 8-7 game. Now Martinez will go and talk with Rivera as well, just to remind him.
I think the stolen base here is not only in keeping, but it's everything. It takes away the ground ball double play, and it allows either Alfonso or Olrud to hit a single to tie the game. So if I'm Henderson, I got to go. Posada has an outstanding arm. He wants a chance. Well, what a game, huh? What a game. An emotional ringer. It'll be an 0-1. Henderson leads. Rivera is set at the belt. And the pitch is swung on, hit high in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back, on the track, bleeps, and it's off his glove, fielded by Curtis. He fires in. There'll be runners second and third. Bernie had the ball at the wall and dropped it. And now the Mets need a base hit to win the game with runners at second and third. The reason Henderson didn't score, Curtis was backing up the play, and when Bernie dropped the ball, it rolled to Curtis, who fired and hit the cutoff man.
That's a terrible play by Bernie. He was very shy of the wall, and he kept holding his hand out, and he didn't move back enough to make the play. Then had to reach over his head, and the ball picked off his glove. Now, I'll tell you something that would shock you, John. I would walk Olrud right here to set up the double play. They're going to bring the infield in, and they will pitch to him, but I would pitch the Piazza to try to get the double play.
Well, here's Olrud. Infield in, pitch, caught on a miss. So they're going to try to strike out Olrud, I guess, and then walk Piazza.
And it's an E8 on Bernie.
Well, if Bernie catches the ball, there's two outs and a runner at first. He should have caught it, and Mike read it right. Bernie had his hand out. The hand never hit the wall. He had room to go back. It'll be an 0-1 pitch. Foul back. And Rivera is a strike away from getting rid of Olrud and then walking Piazza. And then I'm sure he would see Matt Franco to hit for Mora. However, we're way ahead of ourselves. Olrud could get a base hit here and win the game, or a fly ball to tie it. Second and third. One out. It'll be an 0-2. The pitch is grounded to first. Martinez steps on the bag, holds the runners two away, and Piazza has as much chance of hitting as I have of being King of England.
Infield waiting for instructions. Obviously, with two outs, they could back up. Now, they think they could get Piazza. They could pitch to him, but they are going to intentionally walk him, which puts the onus on Rivera to throw strike. And you really don't worry about that with Rivera. And there's ball one. And the crowd boos, as you know they would. They want to see Piazza go mano a mano against Rivera. Fastball against fastball hitter. What a game.
What a game. Olrud hit a one bouncer right at Tino, who stepped on the bag. Henderson never moved. He wasn't coming home on that. Ball three has been thrown. So Matt Franco, a pretty decent left-hand line drive type hitter, will come up and hit for Mora with the bases loaded two out. And as Rogers and Hammerstein wrote in Oklahoma, they've gone about as far as they can go.
You know, John, I misread the scoreboard. They did not give him an error on that. They gave Alfonso a double. So it is not an E8. It's a double.
I think it should have been an E8. What did you think?
I wrote E8. I thought for sure it was an E8.
I wrote E8 myself. Well, here we are. It's 8-7 Yanks. Two outs. bases loaded in one of the best baseball games you'll ever see or hear. Left-hand hitting Matt Franco is in at 266, three homers and 13 RBIs. A base hit could win it for the Mets. Rivera deals.
Oh, the way. I know this, Mike. Rivera, at one point in the Yankee series, retired Franco. I just can't remember which game. Not important anyway. Franco, lifetime, is 0-for-1 against Rivera. It happened this year. Bases loaded, two outs. Rivera deals, scoring on him. And Rivera in the Yankees are one strike away. But the Mets are one swing away of getting a base hit to win the game. Henderson at third, Alfonso at second, Piazza at first. Piazza's run means nothing. It'll be an 0-2 to Franco. Yankees leading 8-7. Two out in the ninth. Rivera deals. Low 1-2.
I don't think Jeff Kellogg wanted to pump him out on that, but it was very low, maybe a little bit below the knees and on the outside corner. But very close. That was not a waste pitch. Boy, that could have been called a strike on any given day.
It'll be a 1-2. Bases loaded, two out. Rivera is set. The pitch is lined. Base hit, right field. Here comes Alfonso. Here comes O'Neill's throw. He is going to be safe. Mets win. The Mets win. Matt Franco had a two-run base hit on a 1-2 pitch with two outs in the ninth inning. And the Mets have beaten the Yankees 9-8. Oh, what a moment. Matt Franco hit a hard line drive single to right field. And Henderson scored the tying run. Alfonso scored the winning run. And the Mets have won one of the best games you'll ever see by the score of 9-8.
And the Mets are celebrating around first base, acting as they've won the World Series, and a big win for the Mets. Absolutely huge. They break a streak of 124 straight games where the Yankees took a lead after eight innings into the ninth and won. The play by Bernie Williams certainly didn't help set everything up, but it was Franco against Rivera, and Franco picked up a big two-run pinch-hit single to give the Mets a 9-8 victory, and Shea Stadium is rocking. Here are the totals. Yankees 8-11-0, leading nine runners on. Their record now 51-34. The Mets 9-8-1, leading six runners on. And the Mets are 50-38. The winning pitcher. Who is the winning pitcher? The winning pitcher is Pat Mahomes. The loser is Mariano Rivera. Home runs in the game. Piazza is 19th. O'Neill is 9th and 10th. Posada is 8th and 9th. Legay is 1st. Knobloch is 5th. The attendance here at Shea Stadium, another sellout, 53,792, and the time of the game, an unmanageable, certainly enjoyable, 3 hours and 47 minutes, and the time of the game brought to you by William Barkman Jewelers, located at 174 Broadway in downtown Manhattan, jewelers to the financial district since 1884. Call 212-732-0890 for details. When John gets back, he wraps it up completely, and then after that, the post-game show with the highlights and the scores. Once again, in a thriller at Shea, the Mets 9, the Yankees 8. This is New York Yankees baseball.
And it's a hard line drive to the left. He's going.
Yeah, baby, come to Papa.
Honey, you all right?
This seems to be sunny today.
Oh, dear.
I had my hat.
Okay, honey, look at me. What am I holding?
A wireless phone.
Okay. And this is our what, Simon?
Our only.